Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Today, Thursday, they had a nice fancy dinner, they hit the practice shots, but the Masters are underway here in Georgia, out in Augusta. So to break it all down, the who's who between Tiger and Rory and Phil and potential beef and injuries, etc., it's time to have a conversation with Michael Williams. He's a golf contributor for CBS Sports Radio, contributes to Anscape. Michael, good to have you back, man. How's everything?
Everything is everything. It's all good, man. So glad to be on with you.
No doubt. The last time I heard everything was everything, it came from the great Lauryn Hill. But good to hear from you, Mike.
And I got to give you props and shout out for, amid all this happening, you throw in the Frozen Four. You, my friend, are a sports fanatic. The root of the word fan. You are fanatic. I love that.
They pay me for something. I didn't say I was going to sit down and watch them on that damn ice, but I know what's going on.
Just sign him and cash him, my friend. Sign him and cash him.
I try. Direct deposit. Hey, Mike, what's going on with the Masters? We know Tiger Woods is the biggest name and Rory McIlroy, and even got PGA and LIV conversations still popping here and there. What's the biggest story besides Tiger? We'll get into Tiger. What else is the biggest story?
Well, as always with the Masters, the biggest story is the course. It's Augusta National. Again, remember, this is the only major that is held at the same venue every year. So it is, by definition, almost the story. The players come, and the actors are different, but year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation, the stage is really the story even more than the actors. The course has gone under several changes and adjustments to bring it to make it more of a challenge to today's player and today's equipment. We've heard a lot about raining in the ball and that sort of thing. So we want par fives to play like par fives, at least difficult par fives, instead of having players hitting, you know, little wedges into greens on a par five. But as you can see, the course now, when you look at the leaderboard, more than maybe any other course in the world, it identifies and reveals excellence among the best players in the world. So to me, no matter what's going on, even with Tiger stalking the grounds and the fairways and greens, the story itself is that Grand Dame Augusta National.
Well, Michael Williams, golf expert, is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about the course at Augusta. Here in Georgia, weather's okay. The clouds have been looming. There's to be rain here, even in northern Georgia, out towards the ocean in Augusta. And then you mentioned Tiger Woods. He was asked today about how he feels, and he said, in pain. What do you think about what we're seeing? Earlier this week, he said that, yeah, no duh, this might be my last time here. What do you think about what he's doing this weekend, what he might do? Is he going to make the cut? Is this the last of him? What are your thoughts?
You know, I don't think anybody makes a living betting against Tiger Woods. You know, I've had to give so many public apologies to Tiger for saying that he couldn't do something. I'm like John Cleese when he's hanging out of the window in A Fish Called Wanda. I'm very, very sorry. I regret whatever I have said. This guy is just beyond. He's in a class, almost a species by himself. That being said, Father Time is undefeated. And when he's walking around out there, you see the swing is actually in as good a shape as it's ever been. But it's that locomotion, the idea of getting around one of the hardest golf courses to walk in the world, that's really taking its toll. And he hit a shot out of the bunker on 18. And after he hit that shot, he hopped around on one leg for a moment, and he
in the interview after he came off. He was asked again about how he felt. Was he in pain? And he just took a moment as if to allow himself to take an assessment of how that pain was really affecting him, covered it back up again, put it in a little box, and said, yeah, I'm okay. Again, just getting around the course is more of a challenge than actually playing the holes for Tiger. I think it's a very difficult thing, but the amount of courage that and determination that he's displaying in doing that is just an extension of the courage and determination that he's displayed on the golf course throughout his entire career. Will he win? Almost certainly not. But will he post and play as well as he possibly can? Absolutely, because that's who that man is on the golf course.
Yeah, Michael, listen, man, I don't have a rod and a screw and a plate in my leg. And when the weather gets a little rainy outside, my leg acts up. So I don't even want to know how Tiger feels, okay?
Right. I mean, it's phenomenal to think about it. And again, you know, it's the cliche is to say, well, you can't tell what Augusta really looks like from the television shots. It doesn't do it justice. Let me tell you something. I will put that in all caps. It doesn't do it justice. To walk around that thing as a spectator for 4 days is an accomplishment that you should get at least some sort of ribbon or medal for. To do that in the context of competing is otherworldly. You don't understand it until you see it. The fact that he's doing that with that particular, I'm going to say handicap, but with that particular situation going on with physically, it's remarkable, bordering on heroic. Really, we won't understand it until he stops playing, how bad it actually is for him right now.
Golf expert Michael Williams is joining us. Someone else who seemingly has gone a little bit of a physical transformation happens to be Phil Mickelson. We knew last year after a lot of his comments he had to lay a little low, and now he's back out there. Lost some weight, not as congenial reportedly with the fans who happen to be in attendance. What do you think about some of the friction that we have seen between the PGA and LIV? Has it subsided, or are we just in this for the long run?
So I think going back to Phil, I had to smile because we were joking amongst ourselves, those of us who follow this tournament, that you know the prop bet would be what he's lost more of, weight or fans, you know, and how do you put a bet on that?
Damn,
in the way, I know that's cold, right? That's harsh. Is it too harsh?
Hey, listen, I say harsh things all the time. That was funny. I like it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, the producer captured that. You can replay that. This guy has been one of the more popular players, win, lose, or draw, in the history of the tour. And after winning a historic major, the oldest player ever to win a major championship, he made the move to LIV, which diminished his popularity because he's not in the public eye. You don't see him play golf. There's almost no way to see those guys play. So you don't know, why should you like him if he doesn't play golf? He's just a guy out there just doing his thing somewhere. Yes, there is some friction between LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. You don't see as much of them in interviews. You don't see as much of them presented on the screen as those guys playing their rounds. If you're not one of the leaders with guys in the LIV Tour, you're not getting coverage. They're just not doing that. Look, I'm old enough to have seen what? I've seen the WHA. We'll start with hockey. I've seen the AFL. I'm old. I've seen the ABA. Uh-oh. You know, and I
where are you going with this? They got something in common, Michael.
They did, man. They all gone. And what happened was in each one of these competitive leagues, okay, you had a situation where it was driven by more money for the athletes. But what happened was the stronger leagues eventually waited them out and then pulled the good ideas that had been produced by these leagues and their players back. And like the ABA is the best example. You know, the ABA, was the thing. Dr. J and the air game, a lot of that came from the ABA. But you know what? The three-point shot is probably the most influential thing in the game right now. But I bet you a bunch of 20-somethings could sit in a room and not know where that came from. Well, it came from the ABA. So the ABA, the NBA, when it came time to absorb that thing, just say, look, we'll take Dr. J, the three-point shot. You can keep the red, white, and blue basketball and the rest on a gift certificate. And that's all we remember now. So I think eventually what's going to happen is the LIV Tour has inspired the PGA to make changes that players have been asking for a while. And it will take those ideas and eventually get those players back, and it will be consigned to the same old locker room where you have the WHA and the AFL and all those other rebel leagues. That's where I think it's going. As somebody smarter than me once said, you know, there's room for the Olympics and the ice capades. And
oh my good wow. Hey, Michael Williams is here with us, golf contributor, CBS Radio and Scape. Hey, I heard some of the ratings for LIV Golf. They're lower than infomercials at like 3 a.m., but what do I know? But to continue on, not pile on here, someone who's been against it, less vocal than usual recently, Rory McIlroy. Can he finally get over the hump? Do you believe it is a mental block for him with the green jacket? Is he allergic? Like, what's the deal?
Well, it's not just the green jacket. I mean, Rory hasn't won a major in closer to 10 years than 1 year. And it's close to a decade since he's won. I was there at Valhalla for the last major that he won. And I saw him. I thought that guy was on his road to winning 10 majors minimum because he was, you know, sure to win 3 to 4 Masters with that game, with that length, with that that perfect swing. However, that back nine, that 1 year when he was leading going to the back nine and he hit that shot into 10, and I've been in the cabins where he hit it, and when you're in those cabins, it doesn't seem possible even to hit it over there on purpose. And that back nine changed not only the trajectory, I think, of his career, it changed the trajectory of golf because he was that next thing. He was that sequel to golf's greatness. You know, the way the NBA was fortunate enough to have Bird and Magic, and then right on the heels of those two, even overlapping those two, Michael Jordan. Rory was going to be that to Tiger, and it just hasn't happened. I think it's more likely to happen this year than any other year because I've met him. I've spent a lot of time with him. I like him above anything else. The characteristic that you attach to Rory is humility. He doesn't have that same selfish drive for accomplishment that drove Tiger to 15 majors. But what he does have now is a sense of responsibility to the tour. And I think he will be great again because it's good for the game, not because it's good for him. So excellent. It doesn't look like he's still in it this week. He's not out of it. But I think during the rest of this year, I think Rory will get a major this year. Again, because it's more important to the game than it is important for him.
It'll be good to see. Last question for you, Michael, and quickly, when you chalk up this entire weekend, who do you think will be at the top of the leaderboards here?
I think it'll be one of the guys who's at the top of the leaderboard now. When you look at it, I mean, there's nothing but studs at the top of that leaderboard. When you talk about John Rahm, when you talk about Scott Scheffler, when you talk about everybody who's on that Masters leaderboard, you've got Victor Hovland. You've got Brooks Koepka, your four-time champion, even though he's on a LIV tour. It's going to be somebody. I see it being somebody who's in the top 15 now wearing that green jacket on Sunday because it's only going to get harder. This is the one day you had for low scoring. With the weather going out there, it's going to get more and more difficult. So I don't see a lot of horses passing these guys on the right.
Hey, Michael, it's always a pleasure chatting it up with you. Where can people follow you, your work, and all of your excellent golf coverage?
You can follow me on Twitter at MichaelOnTV, and you can follow me on Instagram on MichaelWilliamsTV. And, again, I get all over the place. I do the majors. I just got back from 2 weeks of playing golf in Kenya, and when you've got a free 15 minutes, I'll tell you about that. It was life-changing. I recommend it to anybody.
Okay. I'll go, I don't know if I go to Kenya to play golf, but I go to Kenya for a starter, Michael. I got to ask you about that next time.
You know I'm always ready. You got my number. Hit me up, bro.
Most definitely. A big shout-out to my main man, Michael Williams, coming through with the golf information. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.